I know posties don't actually come to your house to deliver mail as much as they used to. Well, they've cut it back down to, what, 3 days a week, perhaps? But we get a lot of things delivered these days. For years, posties had a big problem with dogs. Dogs who didn't like them arriving on their doorstep. But now with delivery drivers, well, it's the same problem, isn't it? What do the dog owners do about that? Is it still a big problem? I think it might be. Cathy Capellas-McLeod is a dog behaviour expert, joins us on the show. Hello, Cathy.
Thank you, Clinton. Hi.
I hadn't really thought about the fact that we actually have probably more people turning up on our doorsteps, whether it's the postman or postwoman or somebody just delivering a package these days. We actually have a lot more people turning up, and they're probably confronted by some angry dogs sometimes.
You're spot on. And also, too, it's not just the posties, it's the other service providers, you know, your meter readers, et cetera, that come in and, you know, they pop out in the front and, you know, some of them have got like the posties, and rightly so, they've got high vis. So that can be a common trigger for a lot of dogs. And if you've already got a dog that's quite territorial of its own property, you know, you've already got a situation there that, you know, as a dog owner, you need to step up and make sure these people are very safe.
You just hit a word there, territorial. So why is it that dogs will attack somebody turning up to a property, whether it's a postie or someone else?
So some wouldn't care less. Some would probably lick them, but et cetera. Some wouldn't even bark. So it's really a combination between, you know, the genetics and the experiences, what they've learned, and also the environment that they're in. So it always sort of those factors together. But if you can see there's an early predisposition, or perhaps if you've got a dog that is a natural guard dog, you know, there's a lot of them out there. Some of them are breeds that we would think that they're not guard dogs, but they can still have that propensity to take on board the fun police hat if the owner doesn't step up and alert that there is somebody out there. Some will just bark.
Yep.
Some will take it further. And that's why people must really step up to keep these people safe and not have them lingering around the front of their house. Or as some people do, believe it or not, they still let them venture off to sniff, you know, up the road, etc. That's just, you know, a failure for everybody.
Now, you know, mentioned barking or maybe something worse. Rules differ from state to state, and we broadcast the program all over the country. But as an owner of a dog, effectively, if your dog bites somebody turning up to your doorstep, even if they're stepping onto your property, you're going to be responsible for your dog, and you could find yourself in, you know, a fair bit of trouble.
You owe it to everybody to do the right thing, because at the end of the day, people say they love their dog, and of course, you know, I'm sure everybody does, and some to a greater or lower level. If you want to keep your dog safe, if it's going to be allowed to keep behaving badly, it's the person's fault for allowing them to do that. Dogs are just going to go into their natural state, whatever that might be, with the environment, and it means it's placing another person in danger. And if they do get attacked, a lot of people have these traumas where I even see clients, Clinton, from they tell me stories from when they were children that they were attacked, and it's just taken them this long to actually get used to having, being in the presence of another dog or having another dog. So you've just got to, there's such big implications for if they don't take responsibility, and their dog can be taken away. The person's been bitten, no winners whatsoever.
Oh, look, when I was a kid, I didn't grow up with dogs. We've got them now, but I didn't grow up with dogs. And I was probably a little bit afraid of some dogs. But my first job, probably as a 12 or 13-year-old, was delivering leaflets to letterboxes.
Oh.
And I would do it on a Saturday morning. And I kid you not, as a youngster, I would actually do it at 5 in the morning because my thought was the dogs would be asleep.
Wow.
And even though I never had necessarily a terrible experience, maybe once or twice, I just deliberately, I did not want the confrontation and the risk of it.
Yeah, and that tells me, and it is the truth, things haven't really changed. Dogs are still being allowed to either jump over fencing that's not adequate, roller doors are left open and dogs are escaping, people are opening their front doors and the dogs are rushing past them. Now that shouldn't happen. It's so easy to teach a dog to back off from the front door, or even not to have them at the front door. Even more importantly, it's not their job to be, you know, the person who greets the courier or the postie. You know, they should have no business there, and it should be the human that takes charge and have the dog away. It only takes a few seconds, and you need to be mentally present, meaning that if you open the door, where is your dog? Oh, look,
yeah,
it's just run past you. That's not mentally present. That's being absent. You've got responsibilities. And And it isn't a hard ask. And it just means that life is easier for everybody. And Clinton, we've all got the right, even you as a youngster, you know, you were doing the I want to avoid, you had the nous ready to do the I want to avoid, even if it's a nice dog coming up to me, if it's loose, where's the owner? Let alone dogs that are charging up. And you're already, you know, as a poster, you've got your fluoro on, which you have to. Some of them still got their helmets on, you know, because you're not going to take your helmet off every time you go to a door. You know, you ring the doorbell, so, you know, most dogs would react to the doorbell anyway, but it just can't be something that should continue, but unfortunately has done, and we need to educate and, you know, let's get the message across to people. Put your dog away in a room, make sure that your yard's enclosed, and don't let your dog loiter around at the front or even walking it off lead in public, which is one of my pet hates.
Yeah, some good tips for us. Thank you so much for your time, Cathy.
Thank you, Clinton.
Cathy Capellas-McLeod, who's a dog behavioural expert.